the award-winning Gutter. It was back last week to talk about the ownership issues. This week, we're going to get down and dirty with, as we normally do, with potential transfer incomings to Liverpool. Don't think we've got any outgoings to discuss. Looking at my agenda, skimming through it. No, we might do a bit of Bobby Firmino, actually, who we hopefully is not going anywhere. But anyway, joining me today are Harriet, Jake Nolan, and Damian Cavana. Where to start, Dame? The takeover sort of shrouds all that we can talk about in transfers at the moment. It's wrecking my head. I want to speculate about players, but I don't know if we can talk about tempting De Bruyne from City because we're going to be the richest club in the world, or whether we're going to be shopping back in the Aldi of the transfer world.
I don't think either of those are going to happen.
No. Okay. Let's boil down to it. Liverpool definitely need a midfielder. That sentence has been true for the last 2.5 years. Even Klopp acknowledged it against all the sort of the PR defences he has to put up. At the end of the last transfer window, we ended up getting a fella who can't actually play football because he's injured constantly, Arthur Mello. So if we needed a fella on the last day of last transfer window as a midfielder, we certainly need one now. And we've had time to get somebody in, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I'm encouraged by the fact, you know, in the uncertain world of a takeover situation, right, anyone who takes Liverpool over is going to want to take Liverpool over while they're still at it and with a chance of things and all that. And they're not going to want to come in and do major surgery and go on a 5-year project. They're going to come in and say, we're going to pay top dollar for the top working current machine that we've got at the moment. And so Liverpool have to stay apace with the transfers. Because if they don't do the work that's required and say this takes another 2 transfer windows, and the squad is going backwards, it's given a bigger job for whoever else comes in. And so surely the logic would be Liverpool are going to stick at it and they're going to try and stay in the game as much as possible. So I don't think we could tempt De Bruyne, much as I'd love to see him with a red shirt on. Fabulous player that he is. I don't think we're going anywhere near the Aldi, though. I don't think it's any of that. So I think we can be encouraged that at least we won't be going backwards at this point in time, because logic just dictates it, doesn't it? Why would you sell a club for a squillion quid and the squad's a load of rubbish, do you know what I mean? It's got to be up there.